I want to talk to you today about God's protected links. Like links in a chain. Did you know whatever God builds, He protects? And I want to speak a special word of security over your life, your relationships, your circle of influence. Today we're going to look at the fact Psalm 127:1 says that if the Lord doesn't build the city, the watchmen of the city are going to wake up in vain when it's under attack. Did you know God builds what He builds and He guards only what He builds? And I want to read just two verses for you. First, Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And an interesting verse in Matthew chapter 22, verse 31. Jesus says, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but a God of the living. I want to talk about the fact that God is involved, He's involved you in a multi-generational work throughout history. I want you to think of a chain made up of individual links. Each link is unique. Each link is forged in the chain. Links don't just happen, they're made through a painful process. And yet after they're made to connect with other links. And you know, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That means he is involved in a multi-generational work that spans all of the ages. Abraham had one set of temperament type. And Isaac had certain talents, gifts, and abilities. And Jacob was a completely different animal from the two of them. God is the God of men and women of unique talents, gifts, abilities, unique failings. And from time immemorial till now, each of God's servants are individual links in a redemptive chain that go on and on and on. And God is engaged in a multi-generational work. And you, little link, are an important link in that chain. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Isaac, and we're going to talk about Joash. We're going to talk about two significant links in God's redemptive chain. You've heard the phrase before, she's a weak link. You've heard things like a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, I want to encourage you today, you are a very specific and important link in God's redemptive chain. And as such, He will protect you. He will guard you. Some of you have been frightened. And you're worried that some spiritual or emotional bomb is just going to randomly hit you and kill you and destroy you and your family and everything that you've set your hand to. The Lord says today, do not fear. I'm guarding your city. You're a protected link. You're someone that is so significant in the work of the kingdom that the Lord's protection is especially upon you. And we're going to talk about two young men that were very protected young men. The first one is Isaac. Now, I want to talk about Isaac for a minute because Isaac represents the next link. Let me explain his story. Abraham, one of the great patriarchs of the Bible, God spoke to him and said, you're going to have a child. Well, Abraham waited for years and years. 10 years went by, no child. 15 years went by, no child. 20 years went by, no child. Have you ever had a promise from the Lord and it just seems like everybody else is moving ahead of you and everybody else is going to the front of the line, but your promise is held in abeyance? Sometimes, you know what, God gives a promise, but sometimes there's a problem before the performance of that promise. So Abraham waits and waits and waits, and finally, when Sarah's 90 and can't even conceive a child, bear a child, he can't conceive a child, they're both dead as to their flesh, God moves and He brings about the conception of Isaac. Yitzhak means laughter. Little laughter boy. But it's interesting about Isaac. Listen to me. Isaac was the next link. Isaac was the link God put in the earth, representing the new thing He was just about to do. Did you know Isaac was a pretty safe little boy? God's promise was, Abraham, through your son, the Messiah will come. Well, here comes little Isaac, little laughter, the fulfillment of the promise. Now, let me tell you something. If there was ever a safe little boy, it was Isaac. Isaac literally was the link to the new thing God was about to do in the earth. The Messiah was going to come through Isaac. You think there were any real worries the influenza was going to hit him and take him away? You think it was, you really had to say, don't, watch out on that ladder, you'll fall and break your neck. Isaac was pretty safe. Isaac was the redemptive link of God in his generation. He was the linchpin in the door hinge. You know, you got part of the door hinge, then you mix that, you hold that to the other one, then you put a pin in the middle. Isaac was the linchpin of God's plan in the earth. Pretty safe kid. I want you to just think about that for a minute. If you were Isaac and you knew that God said you would not die before you produced the seed that would produce the Messiah, I think you could sleep well at night because you'd feel protected, wouldn't you? If you were Isaac, you could go running in the fields without constant fear. You're going to fall in a hole and bust your neck and just like your granny. And you know what? You know, fear is always talking to us. Fear is always saying, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to steal. I'm going to kill. I'm going to destroy. It's going to be a premature move. The door's going to slam on your leg. The devil's always saying, I'm going to kill. I'm going to steal. I'm going to destroy. Guess what, little Isaacs? You are a protected link. I'm talking to some people. You are the next link. God is going to use you in your circle of influence. You're the next link of the new thing God's about to do in your family, in your workplace, in your church, in your personal life. You are like Isaac. You're the next link. Imagine that. You've been linked to links behind you, but God's going to use you to do a new work in your sphere of influence. You're safe. You're protected, saith the Lord. Relax. Act like you believe that. Act like, well, did you hear about Uncle Bob? They gave him the eye exam and they saw a tumor and oh my God, he was gone just like that. You know what? You're not Uncle Bob, Isaac. You're the next link. You're safe. You're secure. The Lord's building your house. Nobody can tear it down. I want you to feel peace this week. I want you to start hearing the words of Jesus. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, Isaac was the next link. You are the link to the next thing God's going to do in your family. Calm down. Calm down. Take a breath. You're safe. You're immortal until your time comes. Well, what if I go out and eat 50 Big Macs a day? Don't get crazy. Don't make me come out there. You're immortal till your time comes, Isaac. And I want you to see something about Isaac. He was the next link. He was a link to the next thing God was going to do. He was pretty secure. But I want you to know what it was. Was it something Isaac did? No, it was that he just was. Just the fact that he was walking around in the flesh, he was the link to the next thing God was going to do. He didn't have to preach really well, like Reverend Lovejoy. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to whoop up a crowd. He just had to just be Isaac, you know? Whatever. He just had to live life. And he was literally in flesh the next link. And just by being around, you know, you read his story, he wasn't a particularly spiritual man. Did you know he didn't do much except show his carnal nature in most cases? Isaac isn't a real spiritual warrior. Read his story. We usually preach sermons on carnality associated with Isaac's name. But you know what? You just don't need to do anything. You need to just be the next link to what God's going to do in your sphere of influence. That's all Isaac had to do was just exist, eat, breathe, sleep, and meet Rebecca. It says he jumped off his horse. He just saw her at a distance. And he went, oh, my goodness. All he had to do was have kids. And you know what? There's an effortlessness to the fact that you're the next link to the new thing God's about to do in your family. So you just be bold. You know, little link, just hold. All you got, you don't need to worry about all the other links. What about all those other links? And that one, five, that one's made of gold. And that one, just hold. Just be what you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to be at. Don't worry about everybody else. Look at this huge chain. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and put your name in there. It's a multi-generational work. He's using every talent, gift, and ability, and temperament type, and birth order, and he's tying them all together in a unique chain that is redemptive. It's going to be a blessing to everyone. And you're not going to be the link in someone's chain that's going to hold them into bondage. You're going to be the link of a beautiful gold chain around somebody's neck, holding some Holy Ghost bling. That's what you're going to be. You're going to hold some of the jewels of God's wisdom and all of his insights. And you know what I mean? You're not going to be a ball around somebody's foot. I'm a chain in Jesus' name. You know, you're going to be a good chain. Now look at, we always say things like she's a weak link and he's a weak link and watch out. You know what? Just hold. You just need to hold your ground. You just need to live your life. Someone told me recently a terrible situation they were going through with their children, and my response is the same to them as is to everybody else. You can parent your children at home or at a distance by being the godly man or woman God's calling you to be, little chain. You just do the next right thing. You just walk in the light God gives you. You just live a moral life. Don't worry about everybody else. If you do the next right thing and you walk in the moral will of God, God will cause your life to converge with His sovereign dealings. You don't need to worry about all the big stuff. You just do the next right thing. Huh? People nearby and at a distance will see your testimony. You know, moths love to go to the flame. I've never seen houses, though, with lights on the outside of the front door chasing moths. Have you ever seen a house chasing a moth? There's a big light on the front of that porch. Turn that house! Oh, it's good. No, they just sort of, the house stays where it is, the light goes on where it is, and the moths come to the flame. You don't need to go chasing moths. Just be you, little Isaac. You're the next link to the next thing God's about to do. Okay, second point. I'm going to talk about a little man named Joash. Now, don't get me stirred up about Joash. Joash is a very interesting young man. You know, just coming back from Israel, I'm so full of the history of the area, and I'm so overwhelmed with the fact that we were able to walk where all of these historical events happened. And, you know, the history of Israel is complex. The 12 tribes were united, and at the death of Solomon, they were divided. And 10 tribes went to the north, and they were called Israel. Two tribes went to the south, and they were called Judah. And there was division in the midst of the people of God. And Israel had a succession of 19 kings. They were all bad. They were all wicked. Idol worshippers just offered their children in the sacrifice. It was terrible. And Judah had 19 kings, of which 8 were good, and 5 were called revival kings. Well, I want to talk for a minute about a little man named Joash, a little boy. In 2 Chronicles chapter 22, here's the story. This little boy in his life is the last of David's line. David's line, there was a wicked queen named Athaliah. Her mother's name was Jezebel. Jezebel was in the kingdom of the north trying to destroy all of God's people and destroy the sacred line there. And Athaliah, later after Jezebel, thought she would go to Judah and she would do the same thing. And the Bible says that wicked Athaliah usurped the throne of David for 6 years. And the rightful king was a little 7-year-old boy named Joash. His dad had died, his mother had died, and Athaliah was his grandma. And his own grandma set out to absolutely wipe out the seed of David. Now, I want you to get a picture of this. Joash is 7. Mom and dad are dead. Grandma's trying to kill him. So the Bible says that some relatives, the high priest and one of his relatives, took him. And they hid little Joash in the temple for 6 years, and Athaliah was in a bloodlust rage trying to extinguish the line of David. Let me tell you what we're down to. There was a moment in history where Joash was the only link, the necessary link. He was the only male heir of the house of David. If he would have died, there would have been no flesh after which the Messiah could have come to earth. See, with Isaac, he was the next link. He was pretty unique and indispensable too. But in the case of Joash, I'm just pushing the drama a bit from the next link to the necessary link. Joash was it. He was the only game in town. If Athaliah, that wicked devil, had gotten, but you know what? Wherever there's a wicked woman, there's a godly woman. Wherever there's a wicked man, there's a godly man. And this wicked woman is trying to kill Joash, but God raises up one of his relatives, and that godly woman comes and takes him, and they hide him in the temple. And that is where we have our little hero. He's a little boy in the temple. And by the way, Joash is in the temple, and he's there for 6 years, and he's seeing it from the inside out, and he sees that it's over 100 years old. It needs a little bit of work. So later, Joash comes forward. Let me give you the end of the story. Joash wins. God wins. Joash lives, begets kids, and the line of David goes on, and he works on rebuilding the temple. But here's what I want you to see. Isaac was the next link. You are the next link of the new thing God's about to do in your family. You're protected. Joash was the necessary link. He was it. He was the last link for redemption to come into the world, and God protected him. Oh, it looked iffy, and it looks iffy for you. He said, Craig, but you don't understand. Yeah, Athaliah's after you, right? The spirit of Jezebel's trying to kill you, huh? Yeah, they're after your reputation. They're trying to get you. They're chasing you down. Don't worry. Don't worry. You are a protected link, little necessary link. You're a Joash. You're a person that God, if he has to, will pick up in a supernatural act and carry you somewhere else. Now, let me give you what I call the Joash principle. You know, we talk about God and the problem of evil and why does God allow certain things. We've all struggled with that emotionally, haven't we? How come that child dies? How come my spouse died? How come this happened? You know what? There's a lot of how comes that we're not going to know till we get to heaven. But you know, there is a principle I call the Joash principle, and it's seen in this little boy who was the necessary link. If your life is absolutely necessary for the ongoing progress of the kingdom, you live. It's not an issue of love. God loves everybody equally. But you know what? Sometimes the Joashes, they're the ones that if Athaliah would have gotten into that temple, guess what? That's when the noose turns to the noodle. That's when the knife turns to butter. That's when the bullet turns to cotton. That's when you've heard all these stories. You know, the people were coming to kill us and we looked out and saw four shiny angels. Yeah, well, how come there wasn't that degree of protection on the little babies in Vietnam who were thrown up in the air and caught in the bayonets? How come? How come? Do you see the pain and the anguish in the heart of this age? It may brew forth in skepticism, but loved one, we as the church are aware that there's not just an intellectual problem of evil, there's an emotional problem of evil. And I don't know how to answer that question other than to just grasp at the Joash principle. That here's how God, listen, there are three ways God protects his cherished links. It's the Abel principle. You know, Abel in Hebrews 11, Abel died. Sometimes God will protect his work and the link that is your life by allowing you to die. The second one was Enoch. Enoch was raptured. He got what we all want. We want to be raptured out of trouble and lifted up to the high place. God does do that sometimes. But third, there was Noah. There's Abel, Enoch, and Noah. God protects his cherished redemptive links sometimes through death. You say, Craig, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like a good faith message. Now, hold on. Did you know it's not always the worst thing in the world to die? You know, what's so bad about going to heaven? And think of it this way. What if God wants to protect you, little link, by taking you home to glory before you can further embarrass yourself in the kingdom 10 years from now? What if, I'm just saying, not you, of course, but what if God wants to protect the link of your life and your influence by saying, you know what, she's as high as she's ever going to be on the kingdom scale. Take her out now before she lives another year to completely tear down everything she's done. Now, I'm going to get off that point real quick. But I want you to know some links in the kingdom are actually protected by being taken at an appropriate time. Do we want to leave? We want to leave that in the sovereign counsels of God. But who's to say when a life is well lived? Maybe that little child, why 4 years old? Sometimes children live to be 4 years old and have that glorious influence of kingdom love and touch in a family, and they're taken away by the grace of God, and we'll never know till we get to heaven. But you know, God knows exactly how long a lifetime should be. And sometimes, like Abel, he protects his links by taking them home. But Enoch, sometimes God airlifts you out of trouble. Bless his holy name for those moments when he just reaches down supernaturally and splits the sky and takes you off and hides you in a secret place. I like that. I want to be an Enoch man. I want the link of my redemptive anointing to be caught up all the time. But you know, third is like Noah. How did God protect Noah? He put him in a boat, put him in that little ship with his family, locked him in, and brought him through. Did you know most times God protects us in the link of our lives by just helping us go through the hard times? So whether he takes you home, that's a protection, little link. Whether he airlifts you out like Enoch, that may be the way that he protects you. Or most of the time, he'll just bring you through in your life. So I want to speak a word of comfort. Because see, if we don't feel protected, if we don't think our ministry is protected, our relationships are protected, then we're going to be so paralyzed that we're not going to move forward with boldness. But if you were Isaac and knew you couldn't die, can you imagine how Joash felt? In the temple, Athaliah raging out there with the spirit of Jezebel. That boy probably thought, I am the last of David's line. I'm pretty safe. In fact, watch me do this. I mean, you know, he could have been like pushing the limits, doing gymnastics and kingnastics or whatever it is, joashtics, or, you know, he could have been swinging from the chandeliers. Can you imagine if he was an adventurous type? He couldn't die. He was immortal till his time came. He had to have children. And you know, again, Joash didn't do any specific work. He just had to be Joash. He had to just be alive and be 7 years old and spend 6 years in the temple knowing the hand of God and the protection of God was on the necessary link. Hear me. You are the necessary link in your family line. You're the necessary link. You know what? All evil may have extinguished the candles of righteousness in your family, but you're the necessary link. You've got the Joash anointing. You are immortal. You're going to stay fine. God's going to keep you in the midst of everything, little Noah. He's going to put you in the ark securely and take you through. He's Enoch. He's going to pull you out of trouble. Look at Joash. He just sat there for 6 years in the temple, just eating and doing life, and he was protected. And the Bible says that Athaliah got hers. Jezebel was eaten of dogs. Athaliah was killed outside the horse gate. I got a whole teaching on the horse gate. Don't start me now. Joash was crowned king, and that little boy who was the only link in the world in his generation for the continuation of the messianic line was the kid that received the crown. And he did live to birth those children that would go on to bring about the literal seed through which the Messiah would come. You are the next link to the new thing God's doing in your circle of influence. You are the necessary link. It may have gotten down to you. God forbid. And has. You know, people are looking at you going, it's in her hands? It's up to him? Yeah. Sometimes little Joash, that's it. A 7-year-old kid without a mom and a dad. That's right. Sometimes it looks a little iffy, but God knows exactly what he's doing, and he's going to guard and protect the work that is your necessary life. You're indispensable for the purpose of God. See, if you really believed you were invincible, you'd act like it. I don't know if you saw, there was a movie a few years ago with starring Jeff Bridges, and it's a movie where he had been through a plane crash, but as a part of going through this plane crash, he starts to believe he's invincible. And, I mean, he'll take a car and drive it into a wall, and he walks away safe. He falls down, and he doesn't seem to get hurt. And he actually comes to a point of believing that there's nothing that can kill him, that there's something about it. It's like Superman. You know what? I saw that film recently again. It's an old movie. But I started thinking, you know, in a healthy way, we need to allow God's Holy Spirit to put a little of that anointing on us so that we feel protected. We feel our ministry is guarded. We feel that our future is secure. We feel as though God has given us a word like Isaac and Joash had, that you're invincible. What would you attempt if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew you couldn't die? What would you do for the Lord with regard to your talents, gifts, and abilities, and the cherished dreams you've ever had in your heart, whatever they are, what would you do if God said you can't die? What if he said, I'm giving you 20 years and no devil in hell can touch you and the health is not going to fail and you're going to have all the strength you need? What are you going to do? What you going to do? Think about it. It's a question the Lord is asking you. You're Isaac. You're the next link to the new thing God's about to do in your sphere of influence, in your circle of love. You're the necessary link. You're the Joash. God has kept you for this hour. If you're alive, there's hope. I don't care where you've been. God's making you a link. Notice links don't just happen. They're forged. They're made. And they're connected. They're always involved in relationship to other links. God's going to use you to connect links from the past, the chain of the past of God's redemptive dealings. And you're going to be the link that's going to click on to the next bit of the chain. And you're so important to God that all he's asking you to do is hold. Just hold. Just hold. When everybody else is falling apart, hold. 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 Hold your ground, little link. You are absolutely the next link. You're the necessary link, and God's going to use you. You know, when I was in Israel, I was thinking a lot about the resurrection, and did you know that in the Old Testament times, There were two streams of prophecy about the Messiah. There was a stream or a chain made up of the suffering servant prophecies, that the Messiah would be a suffering servant that would die. Then there was another stream of the reigning king messianic stream of prophecies. That chain with all its links saying the Messiah was almost a godlike kingly figure. Well, there was hard for the Jewish mind to reconcile the one stream of suffering servant dying prophecies about the Messiah and reigning king prophecies about the Messiah. How do you bring those two together? With the missing link, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus did die to fulfill the stream and that beautiful linked chain of all the suffering servant prophecies. And he was going to have to fulfill the linked and the chains of all the reigning king prophecies. But the only way he could do it is after death, he rose again. With the resurrection, that becomes the missing link that ties the links of the past, all the suffering servant prophecies, together with all the reigning king prophecies, and pow, there it is. God is about to bring his resurrection life into all of our family situations, our emotional situations, our physical struggles, our redemptive ministry struggles, whatever you've been through, he's about to bring his resurrection power, and it's going to be the missing link that's going to take the suffering of your life, the failures of your life and past, and link them to a whole new stream of reigning, prosperous, blessed seasons. He's about to do it. And he's going to get all the glory. Guess who got all the glory for keeping Isaac alive? God did. For producing the Messiah through his loins? God did. Guess who protected Joash? God did. Guess who got all the glory? God did. It wasn't even those used as instruments to protect Joash. It was Jesus Christ. You know, Joash was the son of promise that was born so that the true son of promise, the Messiah, could come. God's going to fulfill all of his will through you for your generation. You're protected. You're safe. What God builds, he provides for and he protects. Father, we thank you for safety. I speak safety over this people. I speak security over the ministries represented here, those listening and watching. I speak security over their lives and families and relationships and business dealings and anointings, that, Lord, we will finally get an infusion of a feeling of invincibility through your power. And as David, we will say, with my God, I can leap over a wall and I can bend a bronze bow, not in our strength, but in your strength. Lord, bring your resurrection power and link all the past sufferings with a glorious reigning future for all of us in the earth, because as he is, so are we in the earth, Lord. Use us as the next link and the necessary link of the move that you're doing in the earth right now, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, give him some praise.